Now let's go to Pastor Brian as he picks up where he left off in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the priority of love.
Let me say this also. You know, maybe you just come from a church where you've been wronged and you've been hurt and you're fleeing to find some refuge. Unfortunately, what I have to tell you, this is not the place. Because you know what? I cannot guarantee that you will not suffer hurt here at this fellowship. You want to know why? You just have to look around. Because there's people here. And anywhere you have people, you have problems, Christian, non-Christian. And this is not a perfect church. It is not a safe haven where no one's ever going to offend you or nothing's ever going to go wrong. But you know what you need to do if you're going to function in the church ever again? Is you need to erase that record that you have in your minds. Say, Lord, I forgive those individuals. And if need be, you need to go there and you need to deal with them and speak to them. Because what happens is you get these people that are like nomads from church to church to church, and they never quite settle into a fellowship. They never experience the riches that that church has to offer because they're always keeping people at a distance. People do that in church. They do it in life. They do it in places of employment. And God has much more for that because there's such rich blessings in getting involved in a local church where people know you, you know them, you're praying for them, they're praying for you, and you're fellowshipping. You're having things in common. And I have found that people have been burned. You know, it's like there's a fellowship but not the riches that Christ has. So if you're looking at this place for a haven where it'll never happen, you got the wrong place. You know what we need to do, though? We need to walk in love. And when people do offend us, we need to forgive and release it just as God has released us and not keep a record of it and tally it up and hold that disposition against somebody. And the only way this is possible is through the power of God. God changing our heart, God changing our mind. But I have found that bitterness and unforgiveness holds a person captive in bondage from really moving forward in the things of God, in relationships, as well as in the church and ministry. You know, it's just such a sin that comes in and creeps in someone's heart. Again, it's not noticeable, but the effect is noticeable. Hebrews speaks about a root. Why don't we turn there, and that'll be our last scripture. You know, I have a last scripture and I have a final last scripture. You know, John Spurr, our junior high director, he has a clock in the junior high. It says, Brian's last verse, Brian's last verse, Brian's very last verse. To mark when they're finished. Hebrews chapter 12. Did I say this was like the very last one? Yeah, it is. But I could go an hour on one verse, so don't get too comfortable. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Pursue peace with most men. No, with all men. Pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking diligently lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. And look at this warning, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. What happens if you're angry over and over and over again and it goes over a long period of time, it forms like a root. And think of like a weed that has a root in the garden. What happens to that root? It eventually springs up, right? And the fruit that's produced on that weed is unacceptable. You don't want it. That's what will happen to your life if you allow bitterness and anger and resentment, you know, harbor in your heart. It's eventually going to spring up and defile you. And it comes in the forms, a lot of different forms, like I mentioned. It comes in not fellowshipping in church because you're afraid to, because you're holding onto this hurt and this anger. It comes in your relationships with people. You don't want to get close to anybody because you're trying to protect yourself. And you know what? You can't live that way. Love has to risk, and love is going to be hurt. But then also love forgives. I believe that's the healing balm there. See, if you walk in love, you're going to get thrashed. The Apostle Paul was one that walked in love. And he told the Corinthian church, he says, the more I love you, the less I am loved in return. But he says, I'll most gladly spend myself and be spent for you. It didn't stop him. He was able to look past those things and continue to forgive, continue to walk in the way that Jesus Christ had him to walk. And so there's a lot here. First of all, God demonstrated this type of love to us. And if you as a Christian, now we're held accountable to walk in the same type of love. Now, if you're not a Christian here, there is no way you're going to be able to do this. As a Christian, we find it difficult. Very difficult. Extremely difficult at times. Where we have to deal with God and say, God, change my heart. Sometimes that's on a daily basis. And so as a Christian, it's hard. And we have the power of God's Spirit available to us. As a non-Christian, this is impossible for you, because this is the type of love that God has, and only God has to pour that love into your heart. You have to first receive it, and then it makes sense. And that's the motivation, is I could forgive that individual all that cruddy stuff they did to me, because God's forgiven me all the cruddy stuff I did to him. And it gives you a proper motive for it. And you see, this is right. This is acceptable. See, but until you've received Jesus Christ, until you personally received him and invited him into your life, this is going to sound impossible or even crazier. Why would you do that? I do it, first of all, because God wants me to. And second of all, because I know it's going to benefit me and anyone else that, you know, has been touched by these areas. So you need to start first by receiving Jesus Christ. And that's the message that we want to give to you. The Bible says that whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's whether you're a good person, religious person, whether you've been completely evil, God will save you right now. He'll forgive you of all your debt, and he won't hold that ledger against you. All those things that you've done that have been storing up by your name, he will forgive. He'll erase. And the Bible says he casts them as far as the east is to the west, and he throws them into the depths of the sea, and he remembers them no more. He doesn't hold you account to those. See, that's supernatural, something only God could do. Religion can't do that. Going to church and trying to be good isn't going to cut it. You need Jesus Christ. You need to humble yourself and receive the Lord. The good news is if you do that, he'll save you right here, right today, right on.